flexibility in it. Okay, so we've been looking at phase equilibrium in a one component system. We now move to two component systems. So the easiest then are going to be binary liquid mixtures. So binaries meaning two, so we're looking at two liquids. The first case, the two liquids are completely miscible, so we get one phase. Samples, ethanol and water, so you're looking at your bottle of whiskey. That's what you've got. You've got a small proportion of ethanol put into water. If we're looking at benzene and toluene, what's the formula for toluene? CH3C6H5. Everybody try that down on paper, see if it's going to make sense to you. CH3C6H5. Now what's the C6H5 bit likely to be? A benzene ring with no hydrogen on it. So that's what toluene is. So it's a benzene ring with a CH3 attached to it. Remember, the organic chemistry is coming up soon. Okay, the next type of binary liquid mixture is the complete opposite. These are now immiscible. So looking through these examples, again an organic thing. So what's the name of the first molecule there? CHCl3. Got two options. One, you can give me the normal name for it, or two, you can give me the IUPAC name. By the way, I'm going silent for a while. Yeah, trichloromethane is fine, that's the IUPAC name. The common name is chloroform. Okay, so yeah, chloroform is a common compound, so you should know about it. Okay, so this thing, polarity very different to water. There's no possibility for hydrogen bonding. It's very dense because of the chlorine. It sinks to the bottom. In contrast, oil and water, so we're taking now petrol, octane as an example, that's going to float on top of water, totally different polarity. Where you've got mercury and water, again, very dense. It's now metallic, totally different bonding, so completely immiscible. Then in the middle, it's partially miscible. Now this is going to then form one phase or two phases, depend on the proportion of the two components. If you've got one component in large excess, you'll get one phase. If they're both present in comparable amounts, you might end up with two phases. So for instance, if you've got a saturated solution of water and ether, or ether and water, then you have put in just enough so that you don't form two phases. Put a little bit more and you'll end up with